How to reduce your anger levels. When it comes to anger issues, you can often be your own worst enemy. There are many forms of anger, each one with their own traits. If you suffer from frequent outbursts of anger, then it can help to identify what type of anger you're displaying and then look for ways to deal with it. Explosive anger. This is the type of anger when you suddenly find yourself lashing out at someone. This might be at your kids for leaving their toys on the ground, or at someone at work for leaving their jacket on your chair. Self-abusive anger. This is where you always blame yourself for the situation. You may find yourself saying and thinking things such as, "I'm a bad wife or husband," or "it's my fault that this happened." If you have this type of anger, then you also have self-esteem and self-confidence issues. Working on these things will help you deal with your anger. Avoidance anger. This is when you always say that things are fine when they're not. Instead of dealing with any issue, you try to look the other way and pretend that nothing's happening. You need to learn that it's okay to let people know that they've upset you or made you mad. This form of anger often stems from growing up in an abusive or troubled home. Sarcastic anger. This is when you belittle people with sarcastic remarks. This makes them feel terrible, and you're damaging relationships at the same time. You may actually think that what you're saying is a joke, but it doesn't come over that way at all. People with this type of anger have often been taught to hide their emotions as a child. Not healthy at all. Irritated anger. With this type of anger, you often use words such as, "I'm sick of you doing this or that all the time." This is normally a result of not being happy with certain aspects of your life. You may be unhappy or even jealous of someone or something else. Instead of expressing your fears and concerns, you hide them by almost becoming nasty to people instead. Once you can identify which type of anger you have, it can be easier to find ways to deal with it. It may be helpful to speak to a professional for advice. Just remember that the words you say, along with your actions, can really hurt and damage any type of relationship.